Why is it important to take care of your social media marketing strategy? Well, they are the perfect channel to build a quality relationship with your target audience, segment your audience, and increase the visibility of your campaigns and promotions. With social network, we can obtain very valuable information to understand what the current user needs and be able to offer them the best solution. The social network of a company without a marketing strategy can create a negative image in the community of followers and among potential customers. Another important aspect to take into account before starting a marketing strategy in social network is to know very well which platform or buyer person moves and what our objectives are. From here, we will be able to prioritize based on our available resources which social network we will work with. For example, while Instagram is perfect social network to develop branding and work on brand recognition, LinkedIn is perfect for back-to-back companies that want to generate new business opportunity, and Twitter is more appropriate for those who generate highly specialized content. While it may initially seem that implementing a social media marketing strategy is monumental job, everything will be easier for you following this 6-step. Take note. And step 1, the definition of objective. From the definition of the objective of our business, we can develop the objective that we want the marketing plan to meet, which in turn will allow us to decide what objective we want to achieve thanks to our social networks. Optimize, maintain, and manage are the verbs to keep in mind. To begin with, you should ask yourself questions such as, what product bring me the most benefits? What strategy I'm using to get customers? Some example of possible goals on social media are, make your brand known in the digital world, improve digital reputation, manage a fast and efficient customer service, increase the database thanks to the capture of leads, increase interaction on social networks. But what we really have to define as the SMART objective in social networks? For you to understand, a SMART objective has to meet the initial of the abbreviation. Be specific, that can be measured, achievable, relevant, and be the limit in time. So example of a SMART objective raising a social media strategy would be, increase the number of the followers by 20% in 2 months, increase engagement by 15% in the next 3 months, and increase by 30% the number of visits of the website through social networks in the next 6 months. The second step, we have to create the buyer person. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are social networks that also serve as tools to obtain valuable information about the people who interact with your brand. Keep in mind that in social network we can find all kinds of users. That is why it's important to segment your audience and in this way define how you are going to address it, what tone to use, and what, when and what time to publish. The creation of the buyer person is a great step to know the audience you are addressing. A semi-fictional character that represents the prototype of your ideal client. To find it, you need to research and analyze a series of behavior patterns, demographic characteristics, and interests of your client and potential clients. We have to know what their tastes are, where they like to buy, what makes them decide on one product or another, and what their lifestyle habits are, etc. Likewise, you will have to know what social network you use. what you use them, how often you are on network, what you use them for, and what time you connect. The step 3 is select the correct social networks. Where are you going to generate conversation with your potential clients? Knowing which platform your buyer person is present on is essential so that you can invest your resources efficiently and obtain better results. It's preferable to have a few well-worn social profiles than to have them all neglected due to lack of resource or time. The different social networks that are used in the most require treating the content differently. Therefore, you will have to adapt your copy and style and presentation of the publication for each platform. That's it. You must define digital strategy that takes into account the particularities of each social network and not publish the same content in all without adapting it. Step 4, content plan and editorial calendar. Do you know what you are going to talk about on your social network? What communication style will you use? What time will you publish your content? How often? The next step is to develop a content plan by which to define what you will publish on the different social networks over a certain time. When developing this content plan for social networks, you should consider issues such as weekly frequency of a publication that you will make in each social network, type of content that you will publish, external or internal, informative or illustrative, with your own blog or new channel to show products or service, create interest on a topic with which the company identifies, the language and format that you will use in each social network, the marketing strategy that the competition is carrying out on social network. And step 5, reputation crisis management plan. This is very important. We know that social media can be somewhat controversial and a field of misinterpretation, and sometimes that happens in very short time. For this reason, you must solve doubts in time, be careful in some matters, and prevent possible reputation crises. It's not about making a post and forgetting about your readers. They may comment, write to you privately, and ask you questions. It's very important to come up with a reputation crisis management plan, good feedback management, and adequate customer service. You should define guidelines for action to follow in the event that different scenarios arise, not only in the case of negative comments, but also prevent false news about the company, sabotage action, haters, etc. And the last step is the 6th, analyze of the results. Continuous improvement must be the main motivation for all marketing action and strategy, or performance and investment of resources and time will be of no use if we do not verify their effectiveness. Measure the results of your action through follow-up reports. Above all, do it periodically, weekly, monthly, or quarterly, and annually. To be able to make comparison with criteria and to be able to follow your evolution over time. Interpret the data and analyze the results. How are you doing with respect to the objective set in point 1? What type of content were best for each objective? What can we do to keep improving? Of all the points detailed in this podcast about the marketing strategy to follow in the social network of your company, I want to highlight the following as a conclusion. Before starting to create content, it's worth spending some time on strategy. It will help you'll be more efficient in the long run. Achieve your goals and keep improving. With so many tools to make our work easier, we have no excuse for not taking good care of our social network and truly pampering all your followers. Well-worked social network are a great opportunity to increase business results. Now that you have everything you need to work on social media marketing, do you dare start today? I will be happy to hear about your experience in our social network. Share with me in comment, please. Hey guys, it's clear that today social media marketing strategy have a lot of potential for any type of business, but do you know how to plan it? What tools to use and how to generate conversions? If you have doubts about any of this point, this podcast is for you. I am Daniel Guevara and I am an expert in digital marketing, and I'm going to show you how to create a social media marketing strategy.